Chapter 5. The Prophet's Lament and Supplication. Remember, O Lord, what has befallen us. Look and see our disgrace. Our inherited lands have been turned over to strangers, our homes to foreigners. We have become orphans, fatherless, widowed are our mothers. The water we drink we must buy. For our own wood we must pay. On our necks is the yoke of those who drive us. We are worn out, but allowed no rest. To Egypt we submitted, and to Assyria to fill our need of bread. Our fathers who sinned are no more, but we bear their guilt. Slaves rule over us. There is no one to rescue us from their hands. At the peril of our lives, we bring in our sustenance in the face of the desert heat. Our skin is shriveled up as though by a furnace with the searing blasts of famine. The wives in Zion were ravished by the enemy, the maidens in the cities of Judah. Princes were gibbeted by them, elders shown no respect. The youths carry the millstones, boys stagger under their loads of wood, the old men have abandoned the gate, the young men their music. The joy of our hearts has ceased, our dance has turned into mourning. The garlands have fallen from our heads. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Over this our hearts are sick, at this our eyes grow dim. That Mount Zion should be desolate, with jackals roaming there. You, O Lord, are enthroned forever. Your throne stands from age to age. Why then should you forget us, abandon us so long a time? Lead us back to you, O Lord, that we may be restored. Give us anew such days as we had of old. For now you have indeed rejected us, and in full measure turned your wrath against us.